The writer of Ecclesiastes has often been wrongly accused of being pessimistic about life. In many translations, his words come out as meaningless, meaningless, all is meaningless. And we understandably object. No, there is meaning to be found in this life, even in the difficult, even in the mundane. Now, don't misunderstand me, because there is a lot of horrible suffering, random suffering, and even preventable suffering in this world. I'm not saying that all suffering has some divine meaning and purpose, and all we need to do is decipher that purpose, and so we can be all pious and courageous and stifle our complaints. No, I just mean that we believe God is in this world and in our lives and in our daily work. So we can't just make a blanket statement that life is meaningless. But that's not what Ecclesiastes is saying. The word translated meaningless has a better translation, fleeting, or like vapor. The writer is saying that the things of this life and this world are not solid and stable and eternal. We're put here to find pleasure in our toil, joy in our moments, and realize that life is a gift of God to enjoy now. And that the eternal also belongs to God, but remains in God's hands. So let us work today and find joy today and depend on God to be working on that larger picture. Just like we share God's joy in our practice of Sabbath, as I said a couple weeks ago, so we share God's joy in our daily labor. Remember the words that we heard Gordon read a few moments ago from Ecclesiastes 3. It is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. God has done this so that we should stand in awe before God. On this Sunday of Labor Day, I've asked 9 different people to help me out with this sermon. I didn't ask them to wax philosophical about the eternal value of their specific work, or to describe how it fits into God's cosmic plan of shalom. Rather, I simply asked them to reflect on their respective forms of labor and look for any joy or life or meaning that they notice in the here and now from their labor. Whatever is found, we'll count it as a gift of God for today, as the writer of Ecclesiastes did, and we will thank God for that. You'll see 9 categories of labor that I tried to include. There could be many more, of course. The categories are listed under the sermon in the bulletin, and the speakers are listed in the credits at the end of the order of worship. So without further introduction, here are 9 people giving witness to the meaning of work on this Labor Day weekend. The first 3 may come up now, right now, together, and then we will hear 4 more by way of video, and then 2 more in person.
I work in the business office at EMU, and one of my responsibilities is to oversee accounts payable. A big part of that role is making sure that all outgoing payments follow the university's policies, are approved by the right people, things like that. That means I make a lot of phone calls, send a lot of emails every day. The people I work with have been a light-giving light for me during this dark time. A mundane phone call about payments turns into a mutual check-in. The question, "How are you?" isn't just a formality anymore, and it's often answered with more honesty and vulnerability than I was used to before COVID. I can hear the weariness in the voices of credit card customer service reps and relief and sometimes laughter when I ask, is work crazy for you right now? The challenges of this past year have helped me to see the humanity in others like never before, and that's something I hope to hold on to for good.
These are challenging times, balancing the needs of employees, clients, business partners, friends, and family. We're experiencing multiple disruptions in systems that have always just worked. Feeling particularly challenged last week with negativity swirling around me, I posted a prayer to Facebook asking, where is the leader among us that can bring people together, lead with empathy, and make positive change in our community? The following day, a local leader walked into my office with a request. A house had burnt down in our community and the homeowner needed help with design. The local leader said he had heard I was willing to step up. God sent him to me and me to him to spread love in our community. In these challenging times as a business owner, the thing that makes my work meaningful is the ability to lead with empathy, walk with others, and spread love.
It has been so joyful to me to go back to school in person during the pandemic this past year. Some of the things that are meaningful about being a student at school are seeing my friends and teachers, whether in class, in the hallway, or at lunch. It's also meaningful to do fun activities in PE or experiments in science. I really like being in orchestra with other students and playing together. Being able to have lunch together outside and getting books from the school library has made me so happy.
Relationships. The long and short of what sustains me in my teaching are the relationships. The relationships forged with students and their families add clarity and direction to what goes on in the classroom. These relationships are what take the standards that we teach off the page to give them context and purpose. The deep and sustained relationships with colleagues, meals and laughter shared, late afternoon conversations had, comfort provided, make long hours, ever-changing expectations, and the pressure to do more and more and more bearable. Beyond that, it is through these relationships that I have been challenged to continue to hone and refine my practice absolutely every day.
Hello, I'm Jason Rhodes and I work for Partners Excavating Company. I find my daily work meaningful because I'm helping to build and improve the community in which I live. I'm currently working on a project installing a water line for the city of Harrisonburg to serve the new Shenandoah Valley Organic Processing Plant. This facility will provide jobs and food for our community and beyond. It feels good to be a small part of something long-lasting that will affect the lives of so many.
I first thought I wasn't sure what part of my daily work in parenting was life-giving to me. Sticky fingers, piles of clothes sitting unfolded, and my desire to be in 10 places at once just doesn't seem to be that meaningful. However, by listening to God's direction in Scripture, I've come to find meaning and purpose in the seemingly mundane parts of my life. I'm thankful for the chance to nurture a healthy and joy-filled life for our foster daughter every day, watching her discover tiny insects for the first time, or waving enthusiastically to a passing neighbor or dog. I'm thankful that I have the space to teach our children about the values our family holds in our time together through meals, songs, laughter, prayer, and friendship. After the kids are in bed and the dishes are done, I'm also thankful for the quiet moments to rest.
I'm joining you from an empty room in our intensive care today where we have beds, but not staff. It's been challenging to find a concise response to what the meaning is in my work. In ICU these days, meaning feels hard to come by. We vacillate between feelings of intense anger and sadness, feeling betrayed by a society that tells us that our experiences are not real. It's hard to find meaning in the distress that comes from seeing the suffering that's part of often fruitless COVID ICU care yet again. I am grateful to be part of a wonderfully supportive team. So far, 100% of our ICU patients have been unvaccinated. All that I have cared for have expressed deep remorse over their vaccine status and deep gratitude over our care. That acknowledgement changes. It softens something inside me. It allows for some empathy to slide in when I felt that it had been gone and displaced some anger. Our COVID work at this stage can feel meaningless because it's all so preventable and treatment is so ineffective. Instead, we are sole witnesses to brutal declines, progressive anxiety, fear, pain. We develop connections with our patients. Last week, my young, healthy patient, far younger than I am, told me that if she survives, she would get the vaccine ASAP, as did her husband over the phone. I cried right there in the room with her, both in gratitude and in lament for a choice that may be too late. And then we wait. I pushed her IV meds, rubbed her swollen limbs, and tried to talk her down from the edge of panic, feeling what it must feel like to drown, and just waited for the meds to kick in. Is that enough meaning? I hope it was to her in those moments. I have to trust it will be enough to sustain us.
To retirees, each day resembles another. So you hear, what day is today? So we try to make each day special. Tomorrow, a Monday, we always have breakfast at Mr. J's after aqua aerobics. Wednesdays, I have breakfast at the Little Grill with a group of women friends who began meeting 35 years ago. There are only three of us left. Sundays are special, not only because of church, but when we wake up, we know the Sunday edition of the Washington Post is waiting in the driveway with a difficult crossword puzzle for me and an expanded comics section for Kenton. I look forward to each day of the week knowing something special, something I enjoy always happens on that day. Today no longer looks like yesterday or tomorrow. Routines create comfortable grooves that assure us we are safe from the challenges swirling around us. All will be well. All will be well.
I am the Life Enrichment Specialist for Crestwood at VMRC. I get to spend my days doing fun activities and bringing joy to the residents who live there. We cook together, making both simple snacks and signature dishes from around the world. We do crafts, take country drives, and most recently, I added Front Porch Fridays to the activity calendar. Every Friday, I plan a special snack to end the week on a sweet note. A few weeks ago, I made root beer floats. One resident took a sip and made a very satisfied mmm. She said she hadn't had a root beer float in a very long time. She enjoyed that one so much, she actually had a second. I was so delighted that she and the others were enjoying that moment and their special treat. So in bringing joy to the residents, I am blessed and filled with joy myself. In the words of St. Francis, for it is in giving that we receive.
Well, thanks to each one of you who searched for, found, and shared some meaning, some joy, even in hard-to-find places in the daily work that we're all engaged in. Each one of us here are laborers, whether we're employed by others or by ourselves or are unemployed or retired or students or artists or some other category not often categorized as labor. We nearly all engage in some kind of effort to accomplish something of value. And if God is in it, there is meaning in that effort, even for today. In it, we can meet God, we can commune.